21st. This is the Board of Trustees meeting for Austin Firefighters Retirement Fund. We have a quorum with four members. And our first item is any public comments?
Yes, Renee Vallejo would like to make a public comment.
Great. Renee?
Good morning. I'm Renee Vallejo, and I'm the president of the Austin Retired Firefighters Association. I wanted to speak this morning. I didn't really prepare anything, but just I'll just give a little short thing. There's retired firefighters, and they have two Facebook groups, two firefighters or Facebook groups. That they participate on, and I look at those and the comments, and I know that there's some of the people that attend these meetings online go to the Facebook group and then give a report. The reports they give seem to be partial. There was also a report on the last FSRP information meeting. And just looking at the board up there, it looks like I'm not looks like I'm not talking to anybody who attends on the Facebook meeting. So I just feel like I'm just rattling. But anyway, I've seen the report, these partial reports of the meetings, kind of negative. And then all of a sudden, it stirs up a lot of negative comments. Seen comments that say, I think we should have a vote of no confidence in the pension office staff and in the trustees. And I would just warn people who say things like that to maybe they should attend these meetings. I mean, you can attend them live. You can see the recorded meeting. The FSRP meeting, we had one live meeting, we had one Zoom meeting. There were a lot of questions asked and a lot of questions answered, and answered completely. I hate to see somebody jump up and say, I think we should have a vote of no confidence, because they read the report from one person, and they weren't at the meeting, don't know what was said in the meeting. Anyway, I'll just stop right there.
Thank you, Nay. Any other sign-ups for public comments?
There are no other public comments.
Okay, very good. Next item on the agenda, to item number one, consent agenda, minutes of regular meeting on December 11th, 2023, and service retirement benefits for new retirees, beneficiaries, and alternate payees. We have a motion.
I'll make the motion for approval of the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All right, all in favor of approving the consent agenda by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes 4-0. The next item on the agenda, review and consideration of, I bypassed number. I almost had an accident this morning, and I'm still shaken up about it this morning. Didn't hit anybody, but it was that close, and so I'm just finding myself not on track, so I apologize for that. I will get better here. Item number two, election of the vice chair for 2024. I would just like to take some privilege here and say that I appreciate everything that the board and staff has done over the last 3 years while I've held this position, but I think it's time to pass the baton, and I would like to nominate John Bass as being the vice chair.
I'll second that nomination, and with that second, are we up for discussion? Because if we are,
yes.
I just want to say a huge thank you to Doug for his 3 years as vice chair. We have gone through a lot as a fund, a lot of improvement, hiring of a new executive administrator and or executive director, and it's all been with you leading the helm, so thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All right, then we're voting on John Bass as the vice chair. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion passes 4-0. Very good. John?
All right, thank you all very much. And I also want to acknowledge the job that you've done, Chief. It's been very beneficial for us for the 3 years you've done it. And I hope everybody can give me some patience. I'm sure I'll make some procedural goofs as I learn this, but here we go. So we're going to move on to agenda item number 3. This is review and consideration of application to continue the disability retirement benefits for applicant number 2024-02, and this will be in closed session. The time is now 9:09 a.m. The Board of Trustees of the Austin Firefighters Retirement Fund at this meeting on January 29th, 2024 will now hold a closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0785 for deliberations involving the medical records of a recent disability applicant related to Agenda Item 3. All right, everybody, the time is now 9:56 a.m. The closed session of the Board of Trustees of the Austin Firefighters Retirement Fund at this meeting on January 29th, 2024 has ended. The board is now in open session. No action was taken by the board during the closed session. So after a lengthy discussion, the board directs staff to hire a vocational expert to determine the amount the applicant is capable of earning in an occupation within or outside of the fire department. And do we have any additional discussion? Okay. All right, and for procedural reasons, and I appreciate everybody's patience on this, we are going to go back into closed session. This is for agenda item 4. Discuss and consider Logic compensation survey update, including executive director salary review and conforming updates to the personnel policy. This will also be in closed session. The time is now 9:57 a.m. The Board of Trustees of the Austin Firefighters Retirement Fund at this meeting on January 29th, 2024 will now hold a closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.074 to discuss personnel matters related to agenda item 4. Okay, the time is now 10:53 a.m. The closed session of the Board of Trustees of the Austin Firefighters Retirement Fund at this meeting on January 29th, 2024 has ended, and the board is now in open session. No action was taken by the board during closed session.
And I have a motion.
Go ahead.
Based on the Logic compensation market study, I move to adopt the executive director salary range as presented to the board today on the line item without geographic differences.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
To clarify, to update the personnel
policy. And to update the personnel policies.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Any nays? All right, so the motion is approved unanimously, 4-0. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number 5, update on City of Austin actuarial audit.
Good morning, trustees. Anumeha Kumar. Included in your packet is a preliminary or a draft report from Athena, the city's consultant that performed the actuarial audit as required by state law. They reviewed the actuarial valuation of the fund from 2018 through 2022. So essentially, the look-back period was a five-year period, and they started from when the previous audit was completed. The good news is the one significant finding that they noted pertains to our amortization period being greater than what's required or allowed in state law, if you will. Of course, the board's already aware of that, has been talking about a voluntary FSRP. And the next step in the process would be for the fund to put together a response to this draft report from Athena and provide that response by mid-February. And real quick, going back to the draft report, again, it's preliminary, and I mentioned the one finding that they had. Everything else that they noted in the report were medium, and assumptions that they looked at that the board has already either looked at or is in the process of through the experience study that's currently being performed. And then with the significant finding that they had with the amortization period, of course, in our response, we would highlight the fact that this was already noted by the board and raised by the board. So we'll work with Athena to see if that is a significant finding or not. We will make sure to provide a copy of the draft response or the draft response that we provide to Athena. The due date for the fund, in accordance with the state law, to provide a response to the city's actuarial consultant is by mid-February. We received the report mid-January, and we have 1 month to provide a response, which will be included in the final report that's presented to the city council before it goes to the Pension Review Board for a final submission. Again, there weren't any major findings included in the report. Some of the assumptions that they talked about, more on the economic assumption side, the board has already revisited those or is in the process of through the experience study that the board's actuary, Chiron, is currently performing. So that's the gist of my update on this item. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any questions or discussion?
No questions.
All right, thank you, Anu. Next item is item number 6, update on funding soundness restoration plan and the Pension Review Board Actuarial Committee meeting.
Trustees, included in your packet is a report or a presentation that the fund or I made to the Pension Review Board last week at their actuarial committee meeting. With the funding soundness restoration plan, the idea behind providing an update to the Pension Review Board or to the actuarial committee of the Pension Review Board was to essentially acknowledge that the fund is aware of this at-risk funding soundness restoration plan status, and that the board is being proactive about developing or hopefully developing a voluntary FSRP. The update to the actuarial committee of the PRB, for the most part, went well. I made sure that, again, we acknowledge the current amortization period that we are reporting and the potential projections that Chiron has provided, that the amortization period is projected to continue to grow. I also mentioned to the Pension Review Board that the history that this fund has to partner with the city as well as with the membership, both active and retired group, and come up with a shared solution that's agreed upon amongst all the different stakeholders. So that's ultimately the goal of this board, is what was relayed to the Pension Review Board, and it was received well. The recording of the PRB meeting is available on the PRB's website, but I'm happy to share a link with you all if you want to go back and watch. And as far as the working group is concerned, with regards to a voluntary FSRP discussions, the working group is now talking to our actuary, Chiron, to consider different options. And the hope is once the working group has some concrete information to report to the board as well as to the membership, that we will do so probably sometime in March would be the goal. We don't have any member info sessions scheduled yet, but that's something we would be working on as we receive some concrete information to share. We would be looking at scheduling another member info session. And the working group is now talking to the city as well, again, with this idea of that the city as well as the membership are partners in coming up with a shared solution, and that's what the working group is focused on. Happy to answer any questions.
I don't have any questions. I did watch the Pension Review Board live on Thursday, and Anu did a great job, and they were very appreciative. So just wanted to say thank you for being proactive and getting out there in front of the Pension Review Board for us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for those efforts. Any other questions? No. Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to item number 7. Which is the executive director report.
Thank you, trustees. I don't have anything under general comments. Moving on to annual drop account statements, just as a heads up, those statements have been mailed. And the membership should be receiving, the membership that is going to be the group that is going to be impacted with or is privy to this information should be receiving this information hopefully sometime this week. Winter newsletter is in the works. We are targeting first week of February to get the newsletter out, and we'll make sure to share a copy with you all, and of course post it to the website as well. We have included in your board packet the 2024 pension conference information with the TEXPERS and CPERS, NASRA, the different dates for those conferences that are scheduled for this year. If you all are interested in attending any of those conferences, please let staff know and we'll make the necessary arrangements in advance. Any questions so far? We have included the final internal financial statements for the month of November of 2023. When this information was presented to the board at the December meeting, the investment information had not come in, so it was still in a draft form. As far as the fund expense-related numbers for November is concerned, nothing changed. It's the investment manager reports that was incorporated or updated to reflect more up-to-date numbers in the financial report. So that's what's included in the board packet as final financial statements for November. We have also included the final end of the year or the December financial statements in the board packet, and I'm happy to go over those numbers with you. Just to wrap up the 2023 fiscal year, the total expenses for the fund from what was approved to what was expended, what was expended was lower than what was approved. So I just wanted to point that we were pretty much in line with what was approved in the budget for the fund, but I'm happy to report that we were able to make sure that we stay under that budgeted amount. So we ended up expending about 95% of the approved budget. And of course, part of the reason why we were able to stay under was because of the investment management fees that continues to go down. It was budgeted for $2.1 million, and the fund ended up spending $1.9 million of the $2.1 million that was budgeted. So that's part of the reason why our total expense went down or stayed under the budgeted amount. Of course, some of the items that were over the budgeted amount with regards to professional services, we've already provided some information as to why those went over. Additional work, for example, on the legal side, the staff worked with our legal to engage in a very thorough process of revisiting all the different forms that we have, more from a business process standpoint, to make sure, because those forms that we provide to our members going through retirement or refunds or any services that they receive from the fund, those forms had not been looked at in years, and as part of the new software upgrade, we wanted to make sure that those forms are in line with what's required in our governing statute, as well as that we were imparting correct information to our members, because eventually all of that would feed into the pension software work that we are currently engaged in. And then with actuarial fees, of course, with the new actuary and then the additional work that we requested the new actuary to perform is part of the reason why we went over the budgeted amount, as well as we, with the previous actuary, we still had some payments left over from 2022, which were paid in 2023, is also part of the reason why that budgeted line item went over. And then with one other item that I wanted to note here is, again, looking at just the summary page under the insurance section, you will see that we came way under what was budgeted. So we had budgeted about $41,000 for insurance, which pertains to like the cybersecurity or directors and officers liability insurance. We were way under the budgeted amount, partly because in 2023, we were expecting initially to pay for the 2024 insurance. However, due to different reasons, we only paid for 2 months of the insurance that we will have in 2024. We are still negotiating and working with our insurance provider to make sure that we have the same coverage, but our fee doesn't go up as much. And so by March or April, we hope that we will have the new coverage paid for the full year of 2024, is why that amount's under. That's all I have to report under the end of the year or December 2023 financial statements, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I just want to take a moment when we're reflecting on some of the budgetary improvements, and we also discussed the executive director performance in the December meeting and now again in this meeting. And I just want to mention again that the job and the amount of work that's being performed at the executive director level and from our staff is a very different thing than, the role has expanded dramatically, and we recognize that as a board. We want to thank everybody for the work that they've done. For anybody who's been paying attention, watching the meetings or reading the minutes or seeing the changes, the visible changes, there is a ongoing and constant amount of improvement, and it's through a lot of hard work. It's nothing that's necessarily been directed by us. It's been, the initiation has been on Anu and the staff's part, and so thank you all very much for a very, very, job well done. Thank you.
Thank you, trustees. And that concludes my updates, and I'm happy to answer any additional questions or
All right, we'll move on to agenda item number 8, the roadmap for future meetings. Do we have anything?
Trustees, included in your board packet is the roadmap for 2024, and I'm happy to add, update, or answer any questions you all may have. We just thought through for the full year to make sure the items that we already know are going to be covered are included in this roadmap.
All right, last agenda item, number 9, call for future items. Nothing? All right, it is 11:10 a.m. Thank you, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.